Chuck Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014. Dog Days of Podcasting continues. Oh, where to start? Let's start with the moving project. We are moving things around to get the carpet clean for Friday. We got some carpet cleaners coming in. Yay! Everything's going to be all clean, which means all the rearranging we did in the sunroom was for naught because I just pushed everything aside. It's half tile, half carpet, which reminds me, this tile was put down on 9/11/2001, same day as my driveway and sidewalk. So many, many memories we're leaving behind, and things that the new people in the house won't know, because I didn't, like, etch it in the grout or anything. I am trying something new for the podcast, and that is, I've gone back to Dropvox, which is an app on my phone, knowing that Auphonic was having some limitations in the time for the free service and whatnot. Plus, he had to still go through and meta tag everything and put a production on it. I thought, this records it, one touch, MP3, ends up in my Dropbox folders, and then I can just drag it or FTP it up to the server, and I got to post anyway. So some of the automation of Auphonic seemed to have disappeared last year, and I don't know if it's just me or I don't know. This seemed easier just to do it and get it done, and you know, maybe not the easiest way, but it's easy and effective for me. So Dropbox on my iPhone seems to work great. I can just pick it up, touch it, and it's all done right in Dropbox, and then I can use the laptop or whatever to move it over to my FTP site. Speaking of audio files, I am going through, while I was poking around on the Freestyle site, since that's my longest running podcast, and it only goes back to the point where Craig cut me over to WordPress way back in 2005. So the first 6 months or so are gone to the wind, which is fine with me. I don't know what we talked about on some of those, but we do have some of the old interviews, the original podcaster interviews I did with like Pamela Gay and Podcast Paul and whatnot. And I noticed that a lot of those files are still pointing to Libsyn. So if you've been hunting around the Freestyle site, I am going through and fixing those up as I get time. It's not a big deal. I just change where the podcast is pointing to from Libsyn, and I think there was an icon to do a download or something that I'm just eliminating at this point. So as long as I've still got the old files, I might as well point to them on my own hosted site. So if you're looking for the archives or looking through the archives, there's some old fun stuff in there. It's interesting to see what's changed and what's stayed the same over all these years. Gosh, it's coming up on 10 years this fall. Lots has changed. Lots has changed. And some things have not. We just passed the 9-year anniversary on Freestyle in May. Or excuse me, on Technorama in May. So Freestyle is about 6 months older than Technorama. I got to jump back to the house project because there were a couple other things I did this evening. Got the light fixture in the main bathroom replaced. That came in on Amazon yesterday. What's today? Wednesday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. As did the toilet paper holder. We're replacing all the whatever we had. Some wood, some gold, some brushed, oiled bronze. It's now all going to, as much as possible, the polished nickel or whatever, silverish brushed look. And got that up. I had it half torn apart, and then Donna wanted to paint because the new fixture wasn't quite the same shape or size or height or whatever as the old one. So we were touching up some spots in all the bathrooms where fixtures and things have been changed. So she got out the brush, painted it. I went to karate. Beautiful night for a bike ride. Wow. Just gorgeous. Like 75, low humidity. So Scott Tyler and I went. We talked about things coming up for Dragon Con and whatnot, and had a great ride. The 36 days to Dragon Con and 55 to the move. So there you go. Tie those in with the past two topics. And finally on the moving list is Donna has gone absolutely ape over Craigslist. She has listed all kinds of things that we are selling, from end tables to lamps to old BlackBerry phones and chargers and GPS and whatnot. You know, hey, God bless her. If it's a few extra bucks in our pocket, all the better. I probably would have gone recycling or e-cycling on most of this stuff, But if she wants to take a crack at it, $10 more for her on a few of these things. And we'll get it all taken care of. She even got a lead, apparently, or a bite on the couch and sofa, the recliner and couch that I was talking about the other night. So who knows? Maybe that will be sold before we go. I'd like to sell as much as possible. But there are a few things that we would like to keep. It's just going to look a little weird on the first few showings of the house if we start listing it, which is going to be interesting because Lisa doesn't want to put her room back together. She's got her bed in the closet. Her clothes are in the closet in the dining room. We've got a kind of a coat closet just off the dining room. And she is still attached to that room until she goes off to college. So I asked her earlier this week, hey, can we rearrange your room this week? And she said, no. So I didn't want to push the issue, but it's going to be difficult to list the house if it still looks like a tornado hit it and threw the bed into the closet and the closet doors aren't on. So we'll deal with things one step at a time, and who knows. So I am going to close it out there. Got all my chores done. Got a couple more left, and things are good at work. The work project, I said I was going to close it. I'll tell you about more tomorrow. More good news at work about the project. More help. Less work for me. More time. Good stuff. Till next time. 101. Bye.